the famous reason of the Mishnah Brura, the Chafetz Chaim, on why do we have a minhag of eating dairy. So there are many reasons we gave from the Ramah, the Shtei HaLechem, others say Cholav, Ches Lamed Beis, Gematria equals 40, the 40 days Moshe was at Har Sinai. We have a tradition, Moshe Rabbeinu was rescued Vav Sivan from the Nile River, and then and no one would nurse him except Yocheved. We have reasons of that Shirashirim Torah is compared to milk and honey. The Bikurim talks about Losavasha Gadiba Chayolimo, so therefore we learn that the separation of milk. I mean, many reasons given, but the Chafetz Chaim has the famous reason that the Jews to learn all the halachas, it was too much of a tirda to learn all the halachas what to do, so it was very simple. They just had a dairy. The shail is, we have a Gemara tells us, everyone agrees that the Shabbos was given, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Interesting enough, the way our calendar said, if you can't have Rav Sivan on Shabbos, but the first Shabbos was Rav Sivan, so why does the Chafetz Chaim have to come on to his reason of dairy because of Tirda? Like they couldn't do it, it was Shabbos. And the Chafetz Chaim apparently asked the same kasha on himself elsewhere, they say. So someone has suggested as follows, that there's a Machokis Rishonim at the end of Moed Katan regarding a Katan Shehigdil, someone who's a Katan during Shoshim, during the Stima Sagolel, and he becomes a Bar Mitzvah in the middle, is he Chayev or not? That's a major Machokis, the Maharam Rutenberg and the Rush. But what's one of the issues? The issue is the Gemara tells us, I believe in Yevamos, that a Katan becomes a Gadol in the middle of Shabbos, he's Chayev to keep Shabbos. So what's the Shaila? So if a Gadol has to keep Shabbos, why wouldn't he have to keep Aveilah? So that's a discussion. Why is a Katan Chayev to keep Shabbos? Is it because every minute of Shabbos he's Chayev, and therefore he's Chayev? Well, no, it's the beginning of Shabbos as Mechayev you, but the Chiddush is, and even though he's only Chayev Midrabanan, but that Chayev is enough that it's Mechayev him to go later on. So that's it's a whole discussion whether you compare Shabbos to Shoshim, because you could say Shabbos every moment versus Shoshim, you say it's one unit. So according to those Rishonim who assume they compare Shabbos to Avelas and it's all one unit, so they want to suggest to them, so which Shabbos would they have to keep? The first Shabbos, the Jews were makaba the Torah during the day on Shabbos, so they clearly didn't keep the night before, therefore they were mechuyev in Shabbos. So if you're not mechuyev in Shabbos, that's why the Mishnah Brura Chafetz Chaim has to come up with the reason of Tirda or Shchita, because really, even though it was Shabbos, they're allowed to. But because of Tirda, they wanted to have dairy, so we have dairy Zecha the way it was done. Aye, what about Mara? Mara, that we know we don't keep the Torah as the Rambam Peish HaMishnah tells us, because the Jews did it, it's only because it was given at Har Sinai. Since it wasn't given at Har Sinai until later, so therefore, that's when you become Chuyav, and therefore that's the Pshat that we come onto the minhag of dairy, because really it was Shabbos, but as ironic as it sounds, the first Shabbos of Man Torah, according to this pilpul, the Jews didn't have to keep Shabbos, and hence the minhag of dairy.